Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. Welcome to the show. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with multiple best-selling author Coach Pete Deruta, with over 24 years in the financial arena. Welcome to the show, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kit. Hope you are. Hope our listeners are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we want to talk about, to start off the show, this Hellenic hedge fund that people have been talking about recently. Chelsea Clinton's husband had major influence in putting together this Greek hedge fund, and it was put together with the idea that these Greece-focused funds would be able to take advantage of the economic revival of Greece. They saw Greece in trouble and said, okay, it's definitely about to come back, and we're going to get into the market while they're low. We're going to buy low, and then we're going to sell high. But he just recently closed it down after the fund is said to have lost 90% of its value. So apparently it did not work out well for him in the long run.
Well, you know, you lose 90% of your value, Kit, you're probably not going to come back.
No.
I mean, that's way down, 90%. I mean, when you think about it, if you lose 50% in the market, you need to gain 100% just to get back to where you started.
Mm-hmm.
Lose 90%, those numbers are gigantic. And yeah, I can see why they closed it down. I wonder why they didn't close it down sooner. Obviously, they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah. So the investors were told last month that the fund would close. And this thing, it's called the Eagle Vale Hellenic Opportunity. It had raised $25 million from investors to buy bank stocks from Greece and sort of put money into taking out government debt. So this fund that was founded by this guy, Mark Mezvinsky, who's Chelsea Clinton's husband, and two former Goldman Sachs colleagues put together money for the fund at a time when Wall Street sort of thought that this was going to be a revival for Greece.
When you think about the kind of market we've been in lately, almost monkeys can throw darts at a dartboard and pick a stock that's going to go up.
Yeah.
So in order to lose 90% of the value of your hedge fund, you have to try really hard.
It's so crazy. And and last year they had already lost 40% of their value. So it just seems like at a certain point, you've got to take a second look at what you've put your money into, right?
No pun intended, take stock, huh? You know, what you have to do, and you also have to factor in the fact that the hedge funds usually have higher fees.
That's true.
So not only did they lose 90% of the value, they've probably taken more money out of your pocket in fees every year to manage the fund. And my question is, what the heck are they managing? They sure don't know what they were doing. I'm glad they finally closed it, but they waited way too long to close that fund. Now, keep in mind, to get into hedge funds, usually you have to be an accredited investor, which means
quite frankly, it means you can afford to lose every single penny you give somebody to put in a higher risk investment. But that's not why anybody invests. You never invest to lose money.
No.
I don't know anybody who does. The only time you want your investments to go down is if you are shorting the stocks, which means you make money when they go down. It's clear in this situation, they were hoping at a long-term prospects of appreciation of the fund. So they lost their socks, Kit.
They definitely did.
Very worrisome there. And, you know, that's another reason why many times it doesn't pay to invest with celebrity-type managers, does it?
No.
This was Chelsea Clinton's husband, and everyone said, everything the Clintons touch is good, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not in this case. So it's not a political show, but gosh, don't invest because of celebrity with any money you don't want to lose.
Well, I think the biggest thing here is that everyone wants to make sure that they can get through their retirement not having lost those funds, and certainly, hopefully, not losing 90% of your funds in the worst case scenario. Good Lord.
Well, you want money at least to stay steady, right? You don't want it fluctuating like that. And gosh, you know, that's not the good way that's retirement funds. You're in a lot of trouble. And that's, unfortunately, they invested in a lot of the government debt, and a lot of governments are in trouble too. So having your money spread out is good, but not having it spread out in bad places.
Well,
very important.
It's about putting together that personalized plan. Obviously, we don't want to be looking to celebrities to tell us where to put our money. It's about sitting down with that face in your hometown. And it's very easy to get in touch with your local financial coach. You just need to call 800-604-1099 will put you in contact with your financial coach in your area that you can sit down with and put together that entire retirement plan. No obligation, no cost for that initial consultation. The number again is 800-604-1099. And we're looking out for you every single week right here on the Financial Safari.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week's tip is knowing your strategy. And what that means is when you're a landlord or a rental property owner, you need to know whether or not you're going for cash flow or appreciation. And here's why. Cash flow properties are typically in blue collar neighborhoods. This means that you're not in a gated community, you're in a working class neighborhood where house prices are cheaper, rent as a portion of purchase price is higher, but you're not going to gain appreciation on these properties. In contrast, those properties in which you are looking for appreciation, you will get in higher class neighborhoods, perhaps gated communities, but as a percentage of that value of the house, you're getting less rent. So you really need to know which of these strategies you're going after. There are pros and cons to each, but remember, cash flow is different than appreciation. You need to choose one. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.
And it's time for the quote of the week. Now, Coach, we're going to take a look at what someone has said from history. Let's see how we can put it to work for us in our retirement planning process. Now, this one comes from Robert G. Allen. Robert G. Allen was a member of the House of Representatives and a district manager of the Works Progress Administration in the late 30s. And he said, "Don't let the opinions of the average man sway you. Dream and he thinks you're crazy. Succeed and he thinks you're lucky. Acquire wealth and he thinks you're greedy. He simply doesn't understand."
You know, that was in the 1930s?
1930s.
It's still alive today, all those attitudes, right? You know, we cheer for the underdog until the underdog's not the underdog anymore, then we cheer for the underdog to fall.
Exactly.
It's the King of the Mountain syndrome. You ever play King of the Mountain when you're growing up?
Oh, yeah.
I had two brothers, so us three, and the neighbors had three boys, so us six would play King on the Mountain. And so you would cheer for the little guy to get up there, but once he got up there, you want to knock him right down right quick.
Yeah.
So,
through.
Gosh, that's a pretty good quote, Kit. That is a really good quote. You know, so the main thing you have to do out there is get a plan, work the plan. Don't worry what other people are thinking. Mm-hmm. And remember, long-term investing is a long-term investing. It's 10 years or longer. Don't brag. A lot of times when people win the lottery, they try not to tell anybody, right?
Right.
If you tell everyone you won the lottery, what does everyone want to do? They want to borrow money from you.
You find out that you had more family than you ever knew existed.
Friends and distant relatives and everything, right? So, yeah, be very careful. Get a good plan together and work your plan. And don't worry what other people think if you are confident in your plan. So confidence comes from learning and knowing what's really going on in your situation. And folks, we do have a team of local coaches nationally to help you get that confidence in the financial planning process. Kit will give you the number, but if you call in the next 30 minutes, you could be one of the people that has a no-cost initial consultation with a coach and get that confidence built around your plan.
The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. So easy to get that no-cost complimentary consultation and make sure you're on the right track and ensure that you're not letting the opinions of the average man sway you. Get the personalized approach so that your situation and your details are being used to build that customized plan. Again, that number is 800-604-1099 to reach your local financial coach. And we've got a great interview with your financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.